And we have an honored guest, our guest that we honored by, or honored us. It is the Burgess of Woodsboro, Heath Barnes. Is that right? I've got everything good so far. You all don't mind correcting me if I make a mistake. I very seldom do, but it happens.
Mr. Barnes, I like to address public officials by
Burgess,
not necessarily their first name, but by their title. Okay. So would you be Burgess Barnes?
That's fine, but I do want to make it clear that I'm not, representing the town.
No.
Okay, I got you.
But you are the Burgess.
I am the Burgess of Woodsboro, but this is a personal story that I want to share.
Sure, please do.
It kind of begins but works its way back with this week's fair carnival in Walkersville.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This I understand that some story was brought up on the morning show, and so that's the only reason I'm here to kind of clarify some things.
Sure.
Because what the public is seeing is this one post today, but they don't see the history that's been happening and the attacks that I've personally received as a personal individual from this this organization.
And the organization you're referencing is the Conservative Club of Frederick?
That is correct. The Conservative Club of Frederick, who I assume are not Republicans anymore because several months ago they posted pictures of burning their Republican registration cards. So I'm assuming they're independents. So I really don't consider them in the same party with me. But, yes, okay. That's the club.
And you are a Republican.
I am a Republican. Yeah. I've been a Republican my whole life. I've never voted anything but Republican. So.
Well, you're on the right place, and you're exactly where you should be.
So we'll have a talk later on.
Sure.
He's not on narcotics. But anyhow, so what is going on in your life? What prompted you to give us a call to come in? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, what is the post all about?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened at the carnival?
So what happened with the carnival was there was they're saying it's a cornhole board. I've never seen a cornhole board that stands up tall like that. So that would have been the first one. And I think that if something wouldn't have happened if they wouldn't have posted, so the picture of the one of Kamala Harris stood out there by herself for the first hour or so they were set up. There was none of Joe Biden. There was no sign saying what the game is. There's a picture of a female vice president who obviously I disagree with on all of her policies pretty much. But I also was raised with respect and morals. And if that would have been a Democrat with a picture of Melania standing out there without any description of what this was, sitting out there for an hour with a female with a hole in her mouth, it would have brought concern. So I was actually out of town, but I saw the picture. I was about the 150th person to comment on the Walkersville page. I wasn't even close to being at the beginning. However, they have accused me of being the one that got it taken down, that I made the complaints. And I said, there's 150 posts above me. Yes, I called it out, and I called it out of what it looked like to me. And, I won't say the word on air, but I called it out what it looked like.
Sure.
It was degrading. It's embarrassing. We shouldn't stoop that low. I know they say, well, they did it to Trump, they did it to Melania, but we're not going to stoop to their level.
Right.
You're not going to win people over. And I said on another post, do you think that mother walking by, that suburban mother with three children, is going to say, hey, oh, that looks like a great, I'm going to go switch my parties because they've got a picture of Kamala with a hole in her face in the middle of it? No. And if you look at the last few presidential elections, where the Republicans are losing is suburban women.
Correct.
And that's not going to draw suburban women to the party.
I don't see how. I don't understand. I understand humor. But there's a time and place for humor, and it needs to be explained and justified rather than just displayed. And I think that's they made their mistake by just putting, like you said, Heath, put the picture up there. I told Frank I had to really figure out what people were talking about. That's because I'm old, I understand. Yeah. But I understand now that, it could make people uncomfortable. And the fact is you don't want to get in a tit for tat in this way. Yes, we know that the Democrats have degraded everything about Donald Trump and his wife. But so does it level us by doing trying to be as ignorant as that is? And I don't think it does.
No.
So you feel you got a good response from the Walkersville Volunteer Fire Company, but you're still not happy with the Conservative Club.
Well, I did. And, apparently I'm the one being blamed for having it removed. Like I said, I was about the 150th person to comment, so I don't think it was me that did it. I was by far not the first person to call it that on the news. I feel like it should have been removed. If it would have had a sign up at the very beginning what it was, cornhole toss, it would have made a difference. But at that point, once a picture is already circulating, it's hard to go back. But but it's a personal vindictive against me. So they chose to come after me, and this just started way back in November of last year is when it started. I was raised where if you make a mistake, you own up to it, you man up to it, and you correct those mistakes. I don't agree with pretty much anything Jan Gardner does, but I made a mistake in November of last year, and the only time I've ever attended one of the conservative club's events is I went outside of her house on November 21st, and I beat pots and pans, and we protested outside of her house.
Okay.
About halfway through the protest, I got to meet one of her neighbors, who we were opposite sides politically. Come to find out, you know, there's an Alzheimer's patient two doors down. Mm-hmm. There's a child with a very sickness two doors down that they're dealing with this, and it's in someone's personal yard. I'd already condemned people for protesting outside Mitch McConnell's house in Kentucky.
Right.
However, then I'm going to go do that.
Right.
So I sent an email, never called out the club, never mentioned the club, a personal email that I would be glad to share anybody that wants to see it to Jan Gardner's office. And I said, I'm not sending this on behalf of anyone but myself,
right,
but I can promise you that you'll never see me protest outside your home again or any other home. I'm not saying I won't be outside your offices.
No, exactly.
But I won't protest outside of a home. At that point, the attacks began, and it's been going on since November. That's when I got called a rhino several times by them, and I made a post, and I said, well, a rhino probably wouldn't knock on over 10,000 doors between the last 3 months of the election. I spent every weekend away. My mm-hmm. family knows it. I spent every weekend in Pennsylvania in a swing state knocking doors, went through two pair of tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a personal picture sent to me from President Trump. I mean, I'm sure it's his office,
yeah,
if not him, but to my address to my name for thanking me for my hard work.
Right.
So, you know, and to call me a rhino, then in February I started, because I am a gay Republican, which mm-hmm. is very, you know, I lost a lot of friends on the gay side being Republican.
Really?
And I've never really had an issue with the Republican Party. I've been accepted. I've been Republican all my life. Never had an issue.
I didn't know we had detected sexual preferences. I didn't know that. I never saw that on the registration card. Maybe
right.
You know. So you've been beat up here, and I mm-hmm. and let me ask you this question, because you know, why would a conservative call you a rhino when the conservative is not a Republican?
Right, they're not even Republican. They burnt their cards.
Yeah, that is. You really, really mean people made it out there.
They posted it on Facebook. The president of the conservative club posted it on Facebook right after the election,
sure,
burning his Republican registration. He posted the picture online. So to me, you're not a Republican. So in February, I started the chapter of Maryland Log Cabin Republicans, which
okay.
is the it's basically the gay Republican group's been around since 1972. Actually, it was started and helped founded by then Governor Reagan in mm-hmm. California, of all places, who went to bat for teachers who were being discriminated against who were Republican for their sexuality.
Okay.
And so we started a Maryland chapter that had been dormant for several years. At that point, I was called a degenerate for it, you know, and it's just continued.
You're being judged by these people now.
I'm being judged by
them. I appreciate that, yes.
And then July 1st, before this, one of their candidates who's running for mm-hmm. mayor put out a post that to be a member of the Maryland Log Cabin Republicans, I hear that you have to go through Epstein Island and to have your initiation. It was liked by the vice president of the club, Seth mm-hmm. Eisenberger. They endorsed this candidate to be mayor of Frederick, and he is
here. Yep. And, well, we do have a guest, an honored guest. That's the, I'll just call him Heath, but he's actually Burgess Barnes. See that 10 times fast.
Of Woodsboro, but not here today in that capacity.
No.
Well, I'll be back sometime talking
sure.
about
that'd be great.
Comp plans and stuff.
We have some
like
exciting
that.
Things going on, so.
I'm not going to go there. I'll behave. Heath, you were talking about some of the things that have happened to you. We're going to invite, if you'd like to call in, we have opened the phones at 301-694-9363, 301-694-9363. So you're kind of thinking, if I interpret what you're saying, is that by some of the antics or the antic that was being displayed, at least Monday night, by the conservative club, didn't do anything to enhance our status with new voters I think sometimes we get overtaken by our hardcore voters who are going to always, you know, they're going to be vote one way or the other, no matter what you do. And they may have seen the humor in this. And then, of course, but I always thought the idea was to attract new members.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're down in this county now, and I'm not too sure this helps us along the way.
Well, we've got, you know, I always say if they would spend as much time attacking the Democrats and their policies as they've attacked me for the last 6 months, what could we get done? Well, we have a big story going on with our county council member, and that's pushed to the side now because we've got conservative club out there attacking, you know.
Yeah.
Others. So it's just been that way. And then I guess the icing on the cake was the post that came out yesterday from Willie Newton, who's former Baltimore County Council, that got shared all around, where he said the response and actions by Ms. Heath Barnes is expected as he displays neither an understanding of our Bill of Rights, exactly what a conservative means. Conservatives true holds true to the traditional values, morals and ethics are foundation and traditional beliefs. There's no such thing as a homosexual conservative. Is what, you know, the comps, and these were shared by them. So it's, these are things that they're sharing from their club, whether it's their club member or not. But when you go and like these posts and you share them, you're tied to it as well.
Well, they are saying, and people who don't think it's no big deal or think it's kind of funny, or the Democrats would do the same thing with Republicans, I understand that they are considering suing for not, you know, having their freedom of speech to have these cardboard cutouts of Biden and Harris. I don't know if they're going to go through with that, but...
I got threatened to be sued by Fred just a few weeks ago. So Fred has contacted me multiple times on different messenger platforms. I block him because I don't really want to associate. So he'll start a new account, and then he sent me a thing and said, if you block me on your Woodsboro Burgess page, I'll sue you, which I can't legally block because
it's county official.
But so he sends me through there. So they're sue happy, but you know, let them win with their lawsuits, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, this is, I would discourage anybody that's thinking about suing in this regard on private property. You'd be making a mistake, and because, you know, you do not have constitutional rights on private property.
Correct.
And people, I mean, it's not a bad thing because you choose to be there. But then if you choose to be there, you have to go by the rules.
Exactly.
And the rules can be anything, as you know.
Yep. Heath, you sure don't sound like a liberal to me. As far as your political leanings go,
I am moderate. I do consider I'm very fiscally conservative, but I'm more socially moderate. I guess you could call me a moderate. I'm not an extreme right wing, but I am Republican, and I'm not a liberal. So
you were a Trump supporter.
I am a Trump supporter. Yeah.
You are.
I wasn't in 2016. I did vote for him in 2016. Around 2017, I became a Trump supporter.
Good.
Yes.
Good. And Second Amendment and all that. So you're definitely in the right camp.
I grew up in Southwest Missouri hunting.
Yeah.
You know, my grandfather's farmers. I grew up. My brother's a gun advocate. Yeah, no, I'm very Second Amendment. So.
Well, and you must have been influenced somebody because you were elected in your, as far as I know, your first run for.
I did, and that's another thing they keep putting out there that he only got 92 votes. We had 111 people vote. I got 92 of them, so that's 88% or something of that number. So I did quite well. I have a liking in the town, and so you know.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? Can you all Republicans get together in Frederick County in Maryland can you ever settle your differences, or where's this all going to wind up?
Well, as far as I know, all of us Republicans are together. They're not Republicans. They burned their Republican card. You know, they posted pictures of that. So as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans are together in the county.
Okay.
But then we have the ones that are no longer affiliated with the Republican Party, as they say, that are not. So our Republican, we're grouped together. And I've lived in multiple states. I've been involved in politics, not ran for office, but since I was 18. I worked on both of Bobby Jindal's campaigns in Louisiana, Governor Bobby Jindal, as a volunteer, very high volunteer. I've been in Missouri, Texas, here, and I've never seen anything like this I've seen in this county. We all work together, and it just shocks me. And I'm thinking, I'm in a blue state now where we should be binding together. I was in red states the rest of my life. We never had these issues. So.
Right.
Just interesting.
It is, and I'm not so sure that I understand that. Again, I'm not defending you or attacking you. I just don't understand why we're talking politics versus, you know, I don't care what, you know, somebody wears a shoe or what they wear a hat. I don't understand. I just politics, as long as I've been involved in this and all the elections I've gone through, I just don't understand. If you know, when I voted for Trump. I did not vote for his lifestyle or his mannerisms or his lack of civility at times. I voted because I liked his policies.
Correct.
And I think that's what we've got to stick to. Otherwise, if you keep running personalities versus what I say is their platform, you're going to lose. You're going to continue to lose. But that's just my humble brilliance. What's next for Heath Barnes? What's going on now in your life? Come on, tell us about tonight. Come on, we know where you're going.
Oh, tonight? Yeah, I mean, like I said, not speaking in any club's capacity, but I am with the Republican Club of Frederick County as well. And we do have a governor, hopefully, a candidate running for governor, Kelly Schultz, speaking tonight over at the Clarion.
Secretary, I guess, would be your title.
Secretary is your title now. She is running for governor, and we have a nice turnout coming for that.
Good.
So that's what we have going on tonight. So I'd love to see everybody out. The doors open at 6. They have a full restaurant bar there, and at 7 the event will start.
Is this for free? I mean, do you have to pay?
It's free for members. We were charging at the door for non-members, and it's really more of a donation at this point.
Sure.
We'd like to get people in
there. So. All right. That's good to hear. All right. Well, anything else that on your agenda there we can talk about?
Nope. I thank you all for taking the time. Like I said, I wasn't here to attack the club. I just wanted to get my story out going on.
So. You have done so, and I think I appreciate the way and manner you've handled that. And one thing is there any movement by the Republican Club to, or have you all sent a letter or anything regarding Councilman Hagan? Has anything officially been done?
Our Republican club had sent out a letter. There's an actual letter that went out to, I believe, the Frederick News Post, and I'm not sure who else, but yes, we have drafted that for that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen with that. I still think that you could see charges. So,
well, I think there can be charges. It's going to be – see, it's when politicians get involved, we had the state's attorney on. The state's attorney she called in earlier today. When it comes down to politicians, they're not immune from being charged. It's just that it's, you know, what it's going to accomplish.
Right.
And it does it become political? Or does it, and so sometimes you're in as a law enforcement, you're in a catch-22.
Right.
You know.
Yep. And our text line, we've had a couple of texts concerning your appearance. One is insulting. I won't read it. But the other one is Stay Strong, Burgess. So there you go.
All right. Stay strong, Burgess. That's a good one to hear.
Thanks for joining us. Maybe next time we'll be able to talk more about, our things in northern Frederick County. What are the hot topics there?
I have something on the agenda that I'd love to bring in once it gets approved. We'll be talking about next week at our meeting. So.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you being with us. Frank and Tim, our guest was, Heath Barnes, who is the Burgess of Woodsboro, but was here on a personal note, I think.
Yep, and he had some criticisms for the Frederick Conservative Club, and I was going to say, of course, remind you, but I know you would remember that if anybody from the club wants to chime in, we certainly invite them.
Anytime, anyway, and I recognize his name. Let's go back to the phones. Fred, is this the real Fred?
This is the real Fred, Brother Tim.
Well, it's good to hear from you. You heard... Heath was not very complimentary on the conservative club, and I bet you have a response.
Yeah, Mr. Barnes has his issues, no doubt. If he ever finishes up being Burgess of Woodsboro, he could get a job writing fairy tales.
Why do you say that?
Well, let's start from the beginning. With us burning our Republican cards. That is absolutely false.
Okay.
I made a post after the Georgia runoff with the GOP failing to get out into Atlanta and whatnot to get the vote out.
Yes, sir.
I submit I got a stock photo of somebody burning a card, not necessarily a Republican card. You know, maybe it is time to burn our cards. That's it.
Okay.
Maybe it's time.
Well, Fred,
we did not do it as a club.
It sounds like the club is that he says the club is hassling him on social media. What's that all about?
hassling him on social media?
That's what he says.
Only when he makes ignorant posts. he makes posts. When he gets blowback, he goes back and deletes those posts. You know, so that, nobody can see this. I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's absolutely false. And what he said about the mayoral candidate for Frederick?
Yes.
One, he is not a member of our club. And number two, our vice president never said a word, never responded, never liked it, never mm-hmm. reacted to the post. In fact, he has a gay daughter.
Okay.
So there's no way that he would endorse anything like that.
So would you say that your all's conflict with the Burgess is personal or political? Because he said he's a Trump Republican.
All right. If he wants to join the Karens and the cancel culture, you know, for shutting us down for our First Amendment right, you know, I can't help what his paradigm is when he saw that hole in Kamala Harris's face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where his mind went, not ours. We don't agree with anything or just about anything that comes out of Biden or Harris's mouth. So our game was put a sock in it.
Right.
You know.
Are you going to take any action on being told to remove your display?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Yeah, we're capitalizing on it. We've gotten new membership since.
Yeah.
At the carnival. The people are upset that we got shut down like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We can't even have them in the tent. Well, we can have them in the tent. You know, if people want to see them, we can pull them out. But people are coming in and having their pictures taken with them.
I'm sure. I mean, there's
other... There were families. There were kids. You know, mom and dad paying their dollar for the kids to throw the beanbag through the hole.
Right. The only thing is, I understand all sides. I didn't understand the pornography part of it to this. Well, I do now because it had to be explained to me. But that's sad if your mind has to go somewhere else. I mean, apparently they've never seen cornhole games or anything like that before. It's sad. I mean, if that's the kind of mindset that we have, that you know, this is
it's a cancel culture.
Yeah.
Anything that might offend somebody.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. If they had done it to Bush and Melania.
Oh, no.
Well, did they?
No. That'd be front page. Oh, look at this great turnout.
Right.
You know? The Republican Club got upset because, one, we were right next to each other.
Yes, sir.
And we had all the foot traffic. You know? They're over there twiddling their thumbs. And they were so embarrassed. They asked to have their tent moved. So that gave us an opportunity to expand our tent.
Now, is there, Fred, because I try to stay up, and I used to think I knew what was going on. I stopped that when I turned 7. Is there a breakdown, or is there a feud? I don't want to make something out of something between the Conservative Club, the Republican Club, the Central Committee. Is there a feud, or is it just opinions that, you know, of the same situation? Does that make any sense?
We were born of the Republican Club. We came from there.
Okay.
So we got tired of them backing soft R candidates, you know, those that voted for tax increases and things like that.
Okay.
You know?
Understand.
Binding arbitration. Things like that.
Right.
You know, there's talk, you know, people want, they'll say they want unity.
Yes.
But when their members are attacking us constantly for different things that we do, and you know, we do things to get noticed.
Yeah.
We do get noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're, I don't mean to brag, but we're the big dog on the park, on the porch right now.
Okay.
More people are coming to us than to them.
What about the Central Committee? Does that play anything in Frederick County?
I haven't. Let's see. How can I put this delicately? The Central Committee is basically worthless.
That's pretty delicate.
Yeah. They sat on over $14,000 last year and could not open a campaign headquarters in a COVID year where real estate was absolutely down to zero.
Practically free. Yes.
Yes. And they were sitting on that money for their delegate races.
Wow. What
the only thing they could spend money on was $1,000 donation for somebody who's running for the Brunswick Council. Who just happens to be Michael Hoss White.
Oh.
What and treasurer of the Central Committee.
Well, Fred, it's going to be interesting because now you have two governor candidates, and that's going to be fun. So, Fred, we got to go to a break. I'm going to invite you to give a call in any time, or just make sure you contact me. We'll set a time for you to come in.
All right. Yes, I would like that. And